Google is officially a public company. The internet search engine provider begins its second day of trading on the Nasdaq today after a relatively smooth debut yesterday. The question now for Google is, what will it do with all the money it has raised? NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
On its very first day, Google's stock price rose quickly by 15% and ended the day at a little above $100 a share. Not bad, says Christopher Bagini, an analyst at Gartmore Global Investments.
A pretty respectable showing, given all the doubts going in.
Those doubts, to which Bagini refers, include an unorthodox Dutch auction meant to make shares available to ordinary buyers that also succeeded in alienating big Wall Street investors. Then the company was forced to significantly lower its share price in the auction the day before the IPO, presumably because of a lack of demand at the higher price. Bagini's firm decided not to invest in Google, even at the lower price.
We do have our doubts over the security longer term, but we do prefer Yahoo at this point.
Why Yahoo when Google's such a popular search engine?
A better diversified mix of cash flows outside of search.
Yahoo also has personals, auctions, and classifieds. But the IPO brought Google nearly $1.7 billion, and many believe the company will use that money to diversify. Dan Chung is the chief investment officer at Fred Alger Management.
I would argue that no company has been successful simply on search alone for very long because it is a competitive technology. And so Google will probably have to consider whether it wants to develop alternative or branches of services on the Internet itself or whether it wants to acquire them. I think, frankly, it should consider acquiring.
Google has already begun to diversify a little. This past year, it introduced an email service. Josh Jaffe, a writer with The Deal magazine, says there are also ways in which Google can branch out as a search engine company.
There might be doing some things that most people would never consider Google to push into, such as enterprise search, or even a desktop search product, or even an operating system.
Enterprise search allows government agencies and companies to search massive numbers of their own documents. Whatever Google does, it's going to have to talk about it. That will be new to the company's iconoclastic and somewhat secretive founders, says John Fitzgibbon, a columnist for the IPO online magazine 123 Jump.
You're going to have to loosen up a little bit, guys. You're now a public traded company. You're not a privately owned. You're going to have to be a little bit more informative in the future as what your projections are and what your estimates are. This is demanded by Wall Street.
For a company that's prided itself on its motto, don't be evil, Fitzgibbon says Google will now have to balance that mission with the profit demands of Wall Street. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.